This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden is calling some world leaders together this morning to work on preserving democracy. It's the first ever White House Summit for Democracy, and although a top Chinese official calls it a joke, the president sees challenges for democracies at a time when authoritarianism is rising. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The president is scheduled to speak both this morning at the opening of the first ever White House Summit for Democracy and again on Friday. The two-day virtual summit has been billed as a chance for leaders and civil society experts from 110 countries to collaborate on fighting corruption and promoting respect for human rights. The White House says Biden will talk about what it calls a democratic recession and the importance of voting rights in the U.S.
The U.S.-led combat mission in Iraq is officially over. Iraq says the coalition concluded a final round of technical talks to make the formal transition to an advisory mission to assist Iraqi forces. The coalition actually stopped engaging in combat missions early in 2020. The number of new COVID cases is climbing during this holiday season. The number of Americans fully vaccinated now stands at 200 million. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told the Associated Press that the newer Omicron variant has been found in about 40 or so people so far in the United States.
About three quarters of them are vaccinated. And the disease is mild.
The Senate booted President Biden's vaccine mandate for businesses. The Democratic-led House is unlikely to take the measure up. That would mean the mandate would stand, though courts have put it on hold for now. The body of Bob Dole lies in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, former Republican presidential candidate and senator. This is AP News. The trial of the former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright, a black man, continues today.
In opening statements, prosecutor Aaron Eldridge told jurors that Kim Potter violated her police training when she drew her gun instead of her taser and fatally shot Wright.
She betrayed a 20-year-old kid.
Defense attorney Paul Eng says that Potter made a mistake, but that she was trying to protect fellow officers.
All he had to do was surrender.
The officer Potter was training that day, Anthony Lucky, testified that the registration on Wright's car was expired and that during the stop he smelled marijuana and found Wright didn't have a license or current proof of insurance. When Lucky discovered a warrant for a weapons charge, he ended up struggling with Wright as he tried to make the arrest. Video evidence is being used extensively at the trial. Charges don't require proof that Potter intended to kill Wright, but the defense is arguing that Potter would have been justified in shooting him even if she had consciously chosen to draw her handgun. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.